Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes. Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Our Tua for the program, ladies and gentlemen. You want to share with the class to start, Leroy?
I was watching some stuff on Instagram. Some people on trampolines.
And so they're falling naturally.
Oh my God. I haven't seen him this happy since the Great Challenge.
That's great. You are tickled. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store?
Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Panthers continue their celebration. Taking the Stanley Cup all over the place. We talked about this video last hour, but we have not played it for you. Roberto Luongo last night at an Italian restaurant eating pasta out of the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Bobby Lou.
That's good.
Wow.
Man,
delicious.
This Lord
that
Stanley
good,
is living a better life than
it
me.
It does
for
look
sure.
good.
That
that's
does
a lot
good.
Of pasta, too. Mm,
for sure. Hopefully that's for the table.
Hey. He's a little bit tougher than this, though. Look at that.
What do you mean?
Come on.
Scorching hot, dude.
It is scorching
dude,
hot.
Can I just say this? I can't eat hot food, right?
Mm.
Even like if scorching it's like, hot food? I just let it sit. My wife has a go at it.
So,
and
like,
you know when people eat hot food?
Scorching hot pizza?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, give it a couple of minutes. You can enjoy it.
Man, that looks good.
That looks good
for Bobby Lou. That cup is having a time right now. We saw these videos this morning, incredibly, from Pompano at a Raising Cane's. The amount of people there to see Matthew Tkachuk is crazy. So they're enjoying it, and they deserve it. Tonight are the NHL Awards. Sergei Bobrovsky is up for his third Vezina Trophy. Bob is in Las Vegas for that. So we wish Bob all the luck in the world. And, you know, it's great to see him get his victory lap with this as well. A lot of heat news yesterday, a lot of heat news. So Khalil Ware, we just heard from him last night. He was the 15th pick in the Heat draft. Heat select today, 43. The second round starts at 4 p.m. Early start today for the draft. I believe they're trying to avoid the presidential debate tonight.
Yes.
So they're doing their own little entity there in the afternoon, Leroy.
Well, that presidential debate better start early.
Was that?
Because both of them might fall asleep.
The old knee naps.
Riveting, I'm sure.
The old knee naps. That is true, Leroy. The news of yesterday.
But wait, over under.
Hmm?
Who forgets more of what they were saying?
Huh.
Nah, I got to go Biden there.
As far as forgetting, Biden will forget. Trump will just freestyle.
Yeah. Wait. So Trump gonna say what he have to say.
Yep.
Biden will try to answer the question and forget.
Correct.
I'm trying to figure out which is worse because the question still never gets answered.
I'd rather watch the draft.
Well, I think they can like. It's funny because I think there's mute options tonight. Like they get a time and then they're gonna mute them.
Oh. You know?
But you only have to do that with one guy.
You just.
You know they're only doing that for Trump.
Of course.
Yeah.
It'd be like, funny though if like he just yell, "Hey!" Still hear me? So yeah, heat news yesterday. Bam Adebayo Multiple reports say he intends to sign this summer a three-year, $166 million contract extension that will go on top of his remaining 2 years, 72. Ooh. So Bam
is basically
not,
5-2-32.
Yeah, Bam is not a, you know, Bam could go back to the well this this offseason, and I think he could have tried for the breakdown of it goes like this, is from Keith Smith. If Bam delayed until next summer and he made all NBA or one defensive player of the year, he could have gotten a 5 year, 35% supermax. That would have been 5 years, 346.
So he's taking a 166 instead of the, wow, that's 100. That's twice, double.
Yeah. But you got to win defensive player of the year or all NBA. And let's be honest with you, dude. We know how Bam feels about these voters.
If he hadn't gotten close yet,
yeah,
with what he's done on the defensive side of the ball,
yeah,
he's got to know.
Right? I think he's like, am I really going to trust voters out there? Or
I mean, but think about this though.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about this from a maxing out your, money. He gonna make about what? 35-40 this year?
Let me get his salaries for this year. Yeah, it sounds about right. Yep.
So, 2 years, $72 million is not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, other than this, it's not jump change. It's definitely not jump change.
So, you have the luxury of betting on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? With no... no harm, no foul.
Yeah, he's going to make...
Right? It's just, not like what Tyler Hero was last year where he signed his first max.
Yeah, he's going to make just under 35 this year, 37 next year.
He's doing the Heat a favor.
Pretty much.
By signing this early.
He's logging himself in, and it's going to be 51, 55, 59 in the last year. If he would have won Defensive Player of the Year... then his first year of the extension after this one would have been 60, 64, about 70, 74. And then the last year would have been $78.8 million.
Right. So what happens if he wins Defensive Player of the Year next year after he signs his max?
I don't think anything happens. I think that this contract is the contract.
Right. No, but going into the next one.
I think maybe into the next one it matters, but then we're talking 5 years.
So that's a different thing. If you win it, then in 2 years or 3 years, you can still get that supermax because you won defense. Does it have to be within a certain period of
time? Well, he's going to be locked in for 5 years now. I mean, including this year. So 4 years after this year.
Yeah, but what is he, 27?
He's 27, yeah.
Okay.
So he'll have another contract. I don't know if it carries over or if the contract is a contract.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Does it have to be?
Does it have?
Do you have to win Defensive Player of the Year within a certain period of time?
I don't think so. I think it carries over.
Okay, but, that's what I was asking. So, if that's the case, then go ahead on and get it. You still gonna have that in the future?
Yeah, I'll try and find that out definitively. But I think that it carries over.
Hey, how about this? You know what they've been talking about this morning on Jet Up?
What's that?
Paul to the Warriors.
Yeah, I've heard a little of that. I've heard a little bit of that.
He's basically Clay.
Yeah, there's been some of that he's gonna get traded to the Warriors. There was some fodder about that with Jimmy too. Like, they want to get in the game and get one more real piece next to Steph that can produce, and their rats off a ship on Clay.
Next to Steph and Draymond.
Yeah, I mean, Draymond's there, but you know what I mean. Offensive punch. Hey,
Marcos, you got to be so right. That's got to be killing.
Telling you, dude.
Clay got to be. It's not even the amount of years they offering him, but the fact that they gave Draymond 4 years.
Yeah, it is definitely something I'm sure that pisses him off. But what is he going to do about it? He's washed.
4 years, $100 million is nothing in what guys are getting paid right now. So while you did sign Draymond for 4 years, you didn't sign him for a crazy amount.
No. I mean, triple single. How could you?
That might be the greatest line ever.
The other piece of Heat news yesterday, probably the more interesting piece, is Jimmy Butler. It appears the contract drama for now is over. That he has decided that he's not going to pursue it anymore with the Heat. That since the Heat didn't initially offer it, that he is he's not going to ask for a trade. He doesn't want to go anywhere, but he's just playing this year out. He's going to opt out, go into free agency next summer.
Well, the cool thing about that is, for us, we're going to get playoff Jimmy a little bit more.
You're going to get contract year Jimmy.
Yeah, contract.
Contract year Jimmy.
Contract year Jimmy is a lot bigger than playoff Jimmy.
Yeah, and it was interesting because Wes brought this up yesterday. I didn't know this, but you know, he kind of limits himself, I guess, on the contract that he can sign. If you know, so in a way, like, I think Jimmy probably looks at it like this. He is like, hey, just give me that extra 60 mil and we're good. But the Heat are like, no, you know, that Pat Riley made that pretty clear. They're not doing that. So he goes, okay, then if he comes back and he has an amazing year, which again, this is good news for the Heat.
Right.
And it has an amazing year and it leads to the Heat winning the damn title. He can sign with the Heat next year, an extension that's 4 years, $244 million.
Which he's made so much money. It's kind of the same thing I was asking about Bam.
Right. But
you know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing. That deal would take him to him being near damn 40. And Ben, he was just like, hey, I just wanted that 1 year for my 37th, for my year 37. You guys balked at it. Okay. Now, again, right now, I think it's all positive. Going to get Jimmy motivated, determined. This is the whole thing. Get him, you know, sharp for the regular season. Hopefully have him on an all-business revenge tour, whatever. But then it's going to be interesting in the summer that he's going to still be in this position where, like, yeah, but now he's going to be 36. But it does appear that the drama for now appears done. I mean,
it wasn't really any drama.
No, but
we hadn't really heard anything from Jimmy.
Right. All we had heard is that, you know, teams were kind of lurking, seeing if this basically was Jimmy going to make a stink. And Jimmy making a stink isn't really going to be making a stink. It's going to be like, okay, you guys want to pay me? Maybe he leaves for, I think it's 3 years, 170. He can go somewhere else. Or
I think if he does that, Jimmy's got a lot of petty in him. He keeps receipts.
Of course.
And I think he would, you know.
He could walk. He could for sure walk for nothing. But I think that Jimmy probably looks at it from his standpoint and be like, in his mind, I think in Jimmy's competitive, crazy mind, he's like, what I was asking for was a break. I was giving you guys a discount. Right. But I think from the Heat standpoint, would they pay the back taxes on it if they get Jimmy Butler, like a buzzsaw from the start of the season? I guess we'll see. This is going to be interesting. And then, you know, he does, you know, if anything did happen this year, like, he does have the safety net of the player option. Right. So that was, but that was definitely interesting. That dropped yesterday. There was some Jimmy fodder, and then these reports coming out that he is no longer pursuing.
Solana got that news, right?
Yeah, he got that news right as I did, right after I did. He read the internet a little slower than I did.
By the way, I'm not sure if you guys saw this. I'm getting a report now from Shams.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like Jimmy Butler, he's going to be ending his contract negotiations. He's going to play out this year. First one to report that on this station. I just want.
Oh, wow. Is that true?
Indeed.
Shams just said that?
I don't know if you guys. I'm a little late on it, but it's fine.
I did see there was some news this morning. Kristaps Porzingis is getting surgery on that ligament we can't pronounce. And yeah. He is out 5 to 6 months.
Yeah. Now, you had to know that was coming.
Just retire, dude. You got your championship. You're done.
What?
Just retire. Like, what does he need to do?
What is he, like 26?
Nah, exactly. The rest of your life. Get out of here.
Just lay it on up. Lay it on up, dude. Put them feet up there, Kristaps. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
What are you doing, dude? Once the music hits, dude, put your TikToks away.
Isn't that TikTok?
It's the same thing.
I'm watching, dude, the trampoline thing. Oh my god!
You're a child.
I keep watching it, dude. Because it starts off with this 400-pound dude doing backflips.
Okay.
On the trampoline.
Impressive.
And they show this guy just staring, going, "Wow!" And they show all these other people, like just legs just giving out, like it's. And I can't stop watching.
Trampolines are dangerous, dude.
I don't know. Who in the hell invented a trampoline park, right? Because it's not safe.
Oh, dude, I messed up my leg bad at a trampoline park.
No kidding.
Like they had like, cause they had a, they had like plywood under one of the corners. Ooh. So like I hopped up, I was hopping with Tommy. Boom. And like, I busted my foot on that thing. Didn't cause dead foot, but it hurt like a mother bleeper.
You're supposed to jump in the middle.
No. I know. Thanks, Leroy. I understand.
Okay, if you jump on the side and hit, wait. Okay. No,
Let me tell you why.
Jump on the side and hit wood. You're supposed to hit something.
What exactly about you thinks that I'm used to vertical leap?
Listen. It's fair. Then why you try that stuff? Dude, that's it. Look.
Having fun with my son.
Hey, that's how about that you. Intangible life right there.
What are you talking about?
Hey, Fonz come to me and say, hey, you want to do that? Nah. I'm out the game.
You say nah?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous, dude.
Dude, for 20 years of his life, he's been trying to get me to go play in the Turkey Bowl with his friends on Thanksgiving and play football. I'm like, man, I quit playing football when I stopped getting a check. No.
This was maybe one of my all-time Sergei Bobrovsky life lessons on trampolines.
Trampoline, the smiles comes up on your face right away. So it doesn't matter how tired or how bad was the day, or it doesn't matter what happened. As soon as you step there, it's so much fun. It's so much, I don't know, energetic, and it's also it's the same time. It's a really good work.
Wow,
I thought wise words from a champion.
I didn't realize he was talking about a trampoline.
I'm watching these people jump on this trampoline. That's not what they're getting out of that.
What do you mean,
dude? Dude, I've seen legs folded up the wrong way.
Oh,
yeah. Oh my goodness, it's hilarious. So here's the deal. When you couldn't get up that wall.
Yep.
At that point, shouldn't you and your body have a conversation about what we can and can't do?
There was no bouncing on the wall.
Yeah, but it still requires a lot of the same strength to jump on a trampoline as does to get up that wall. You need leg and core strength.
I guess. I don't know.
See? And there you go. There you go.
That was just a straight run, you know? Like, that was
legs that was the problem. And core.
Now, see, a trampoline, you can just bend. Like, you don't really need.
Your ankle look like it's about to just fall down the hill.
Dude, it was very steep.
We know, look at that. Wait. The funny thing is, look at his face, right? That's a face when you realize you took one step on that wall and you're not going to make it.
It was tough. No, I eventually did make it up the wall. I just want to be clear.
I would have got that video and sent it because.
You would have played the successful video, I'm sure. I'm sure it would have made the rounds. The most embarrassing thing, by the way, of all time is Udonis Haslam mentioning it.
Oh, my goodness. Just out of the blue. We talking to UD. He's like, hey, man, you could get up that wall. He should have said, you know what? I'm not 6'9". I couldn't just reach up and get Sophie.
I know. He doesn't know. This is a man, you know, he's dunked his whole life. You take it for granted, you athletes. You're like, oh, you don't know. No, I don't know what it's like jumping that high.
Here's my question. That's not
that's the fun of a trampoline.
But no, but here's the deal, Marcos. I know being an athlete is, you know, a unique thing, right? But why do people try things that are not within their athletic abilities?
Imagine you're low to the ground.
You know, that's how people get hurt.
No, imagine you're low to the ground your entire life, right? And then all of a sudden, a couple springs, you could do hobby hops and make a dunk. It's fun.
I get nervous when I put light bulbs in.
Marcos doesn't know. He's been able to hop his whole life.
That's all I do.
I'm telling you, I don't like heights. I get nervous when, look, every time I take off on a plane, every time, the acceleration and the go up in the air and the, this, my palms start sweating.
Trampoline parks are awesome. They get your kids tired. I love it. No,
dude, that looks like...
It's so much fun.
Okay. I'm just telling you.
Though.
And it's also like kind of a necessity, especially once you're, when you're like, my son is at the age now where I don't have to chase him around the park anymore. But like when my son's like 4 and he wants to do it, I got to make sure he doesn't like end up concussed.
Yeah. By going out and getting concussed yourself.
I gotta be a spotter.
Hey, here's the situations where parents get hurt. Men always get their ass kicked trying to defend the honor of a woman. Right. And trying to show up their kids. Those are the two situations where many of men and women have been hurt. And and I don't know why. Like, it's okay. I swallow my pride with Fonz. Hey, nope, you win. Go ahead.
If Derrick Jones Jr. goes on a trampoline, can he jump higher than everybody else? Like, inordinately higher?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because he has a high vertical.
Man, that's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Like a superpower. You know, like if we put Bam on a trampoline, a Bampoline.
Bampoline. Damn, that's good. Is that good? I think that's good.
I think that's good.
Point for Tobin.
I just got to tell you. You're not done.
What?
Because Tommy's going to get a little bit older, and he going to want to challenge. See, when I was younger.
No, I'm not doing that.
I would ask Fonz every day. You want a shot at the title? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now he wants a shot at the title. Too late. Too late. It's too late. The title is not... I'm retired. Undefeated.
But I'm not jumping after him anymore. I swam with him because we were at Peanut Island this week, and he actually went off... He jumped off the bridge.
Oh, I saw that, actually. I was scared.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. Dude, I was just like, poor Tom.
I'm going to tell you.
But he did it.
Dude, like, that's just things in, like, deep in my mind. I got some sick stuff going on sometimes, right? Jumping off a bridge is even too sick for me.
Mm. It was a great time.
No, it's not.
It was a good time, dude.
It's fun. I was kind of nervous.
I did jump off of a 10-meter diving board.
How tall is that? What are you, Canadian?
Huh? 30 feet.
Oh, what?
30, yeah. In the swim complex at 2 in the morning in college.
Well, there's that.
Let's just say maybe been a little bit of alcohol involved. And
well, that's 32 feet.
Another dude that jumped with us broke 3 ribs.
Jeez.
Because he tried to cannonball. And they said, don't cannonball, point your feet, and just go down.
You get to a point, though, as a Florida kid, you got to be able to jump off the bridge into, you know, ocean.
No,
water.
You don't.
It's a thing. No, you don't. It's a rite of passage.
It is. It's a rite of passage.
I've been living down here longer than Tommy. Never even crossed my mind.
Here was
even ride my bike across the bridge. I look over the edge and go, ooh, that's high. No.
Nope. He's right there.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
See, listen.
What do you mean?
Listen, a whole bunch of other intangibles.
That's not fair, dude. That's not fair. It's not right. A whole intangible.
Hey, let me see what the ratio to intangible to black people is. I tell you, 30 to none. Jumping off a bridge.
Looks like a good time.
It's a good time.
Would you do that, Marcos?
I've never done that. No, I've never done that.
No, you don't. No, how deep is that water?
Deep enough. He's a good swimmer, though.
No, I'm a good swimmer too.
The water
doesn't look nasty.
Do you jump off a bridge?
The water was great. I'm not jumping off a bridge. Are you crazy?
And see, that's what I was thinking. I think I missed my window. Like, I was supposed to do it as a kid. I'm 30.
But he's got the bounce back limbs of an 8-year-old. Yeah. He's fine.
Oh, so see, you are getting smarter. You have reached. There's certain things you don't do.
It's just like, I'm not gonna.
I bet Sophie wouldn't do it.
She definitely would.
She would.
Yeah, she jumped off like the high beam. She definitely would.
Wow.
She wasn't there that particular day, but she definitely would.
Man, I got to tell you, man. You intangibles.
You don't think Snitchy Mouse wouldn't do that?
No.
You don't think so?
She did swim with the dolphins, and I ain't into that.
There's a lot of things you're not into. You told me you weren't into rice earlier. I don't know.
Why wouldn't you want to swim with the dolphins?
Rice. Yeah, why not?
Why wouldn't you want to swim with the dolphins?
Because I have this house that I live in. They have their house. Right? I ain't gonna mess with them at their house. They ain't gonna come knock at my door. We good. Just to say you did it?
Yeah.
No. Would you swim with the dolphins, Marcos?
Swim with the dolphins? I think I would, but my problem isn't like it's so scary or this or that. I'm like, how much does that cost? That's really
it was expensive. We did it on my honeymoon.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, that's what you did on your honeymoon?
Yeah. That's a great time.
Swim with the dolphins?
Anniversary.
They pull you around?
Yep. You do a little pole ski, then they come up.
Ooh.
His name was Hercules.
Mm. He was big?
Yeah, he was a moose.
And he needed to be.
Oh, okay.
hey, you see, I ran the pick and roll with him.
Just give him his point. Let's go to break. I need that cover. I need a 20.
Oh, I got him so good he didn't show up. Oh, there he is.
Had to let Sonny Bunny in.
That was some of my best work right there.
I didn't see it coming. Hey, sometimes the one you don't see coming, dude, that hurts the most is like Floyd Mayweather, Ricky Hatton. Boom, right into the ring post.
That was good. Hey, this guy's good.
As many times as you got me, feels good to be on the other side.
Let's get to some mixed bag here. What do we got, Marcos? The mixed bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future, Frog Boy.
All righty then. We have been very, very busy with a lot of celebration since winning the Stanley Cup on Monday. I've seen the cup on the beach. I've seen the cup getting pasta eaten out of it. I've seen the cup at Paul Castronovo's house at 4:30 in the morning. It's definitely made its round. It's strange, right? But yesterday, a celebration, of course, Miami style, went down at 11. For those of you who don't know, that is a 24-hour strip club located in downtown Miami.
It's a strip club. It's not just a club.
I think it's a mixture of both. I think it's one of those.
Astron is shaking. It's like Planet Hollywood, Leroy.
Yes. It gives you the Vegas vibes of those big, crazy clubs, but it also may have a little bit of nudity if you're looking for that as well.
Hmm.
Speaking of nudity, someone who was quick to take their shirt off as soon as the Panthers won, Ryan Lomberg.
I was going to say, Leroy, you guess. Shirt's off. Yeah. I think it was.
Ryan Lomberg.
By the way, ripped. Pretty.
Because he weighs 175 pounds.
Hey, you know what, though? Still, so does a lot of.
Yeah.
But,
valid point.
Nonetheless, Ryan Lomberg yesterday decided the best way to celebrate, to climb a pole, baby. This is him yesterday. Celebrating his Stanley Cup victory.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Shirt off. And, yep, you are correct. He is indeed on a pole.
Oh, my.
Woo!
Looks like he fell down the pole pretty drunk.
Yeah, I give him credit for even being able to hold on.
Wow.
Look at that. That's how you party, dude.
I think that's Ekblad now.
Why do they keep going up the pole, though?
I mean, why not?
Yeah, I guess why not? You know, you've had a couple, I'd say more than a couple drinks over the past 72 hours. Sometimes you climb things. Wow. Good form.
Is he doing a split?
Wow, good form there.
Is he doing a split?
Yeah, I believe
that. Yeah. He did a split. Look at his leg.
Whoa. That's flexibility.
I just gotta ask, where the hell, I mean, I know Sergei Bobrovsky's in Las Vegas. Like, do you think he's missing? Do you think he misses all these celebrations that he's not part of the shenanigans? Or you think he's just like, I just need to rest?
I'm like,
look at this. Is he wearing a jersey?
He's probably thinking, I wish I had that energy in front of me on that 8-1 loss.
Now, wow.
That looks
like I gotta tell you. I gotta tell you. All that celebrating around the... Is that other hockey players? Because it looks like a sausage fest in there.
Yeah, I think...
A bunch of the team went. Kachuk, gotta tell you, I saw a video during the break of this Kachuk at this Raising Cane's.
Oh,
yes.
He's like, I just want you guys to know.
That's great.
South Florida is the greatest place to watch him play hockey.
Yes.
All right.
Really added a twist to it if he was chewing his mouthpiece.
Chicken flavored mouthpiece? That'd be pretty good.
Wow.
Cats on poles. I'll allow it.
That's crazy. What else we got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Now, again, like I mentioned, we have been pretty busy with celebration and following the Cats' journey to the Cup. So this was maybe about 2 weeks ago. And Leroy, I specifically want your opinion on this, being that you've been on multiple sides of this situation. This involves future Hall of Fame running back Marshawn Lynch, hopefully. If not... He wins the Hall of Fame of cool players.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch doing a little bit of coaching, doing what he can to give back to the community, which he does. You've seen this multiple times. And Tobin, I think you've dealt with this as well. This is him coaching some students, or some kids, I should say, and maybe a little bit of profanity came out of his mouth. And the parents of said individuals were not having it. I want you to see more or less how they express themselves, how he expressed themselves, and then get your overall opinion on whether or not you think he crossed the line.
Every one of them.
All right, that's okay.
No, my son's in here. It's not okay. I didn't say that. Maybe you should just let him know. They're all in tears.
Is there a man here with you?
Okay.
I do. I cuss a lot. I cuss in front of
them. I actually do. For real. Every one of them.
All right, that's okay.
No, my son's
here. It's not
okay.
Is there a man here with you?
Mom.
Is not a man here with you?
But I'm here. What does that matter?
Because
my son is leaving. I don't care. It's my son.
So tell them. I'll tell them that if they're not doing what they need to do, then yes, there's consequences to that.
Yeah.
If it takes that amount of time for when I tell a kid to do something and they're not doing what they're supposed to do, then there is consequences, like push-ups, like running laps.
Like telling them to get away from your drill.
Like telling them to get out of my drill if they're not participating. Get the out of my drill. Get the out of my drill or whatever it takes to get my drill.
All right. That's not new, though, right?
Here's the deal. Football, and anybody involved in football is the only 100% sport, right? It's not 40% if you Hall of Famer if you're shooting 40% from three. It's not 30% if you're hitting 300, you're going to Hall of Fame. Football is a 100% sport. It also requires more people to be on the same page than any other sport. You got to have 11 guys doing the right thing at the right time. There's a lot of different ways to do that. But here's what I would say to the parents. What did you think you were getting into when you sent your kid to a Marshawn Lynch camp?
Are you guys familiar with his nickname?
Right.
Oh, beast mode. Seems like a nice guy.
Right, but that's my point. Think of the mentality in which he got things done. Now, I was always taught this. You have to learn how to take direction from other people other than your parents. Right? You
yeah,
do.
100%.
Otherwise, you're going to live at home for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Right? And sometimes you may get your feelings hurt in football. Look around the league. Look at the comments when people get their feelings hurt on Twitter. Right? But at the end of the day, if you're better and if you learn something, that's what you're there for. But for these parents to think that Marshawn Lynch is going to be patting the kid on the butt and saying, better luck next time, little Tommy. Right? And one of the reasons why he asked he speak to a man is because he could just say that. Like what I could say if I'm a coach, if I'm Tommy's coach, what I could say to you is going to be different than what I could say to D.
Yeah, I know.
She has a different, and so they don't understand that. They just see their little kid crying because, you know, and he tried to do it in a Marshawn Lynch way. Listen, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, there's consequences. Right? Which is what we all learn as kids.
He Colt says, well, you gotta put Tobin's son in this. My son's fine. He already
I just used that because
my son already chewed out an official in flag football. for a bogus illegal formation call.
Oh, God.
But I'm just
right,
saying,
like, he was totally right.
Now, and here's the deal. Everybody has a different way of doing things, right? And we see it in NFL coaching. Mike McDaniel does it differently than Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Right? But if I bring somebody to beast mode camp, how do you think that instruction is going to be? Like, you got to be, you know what I mean?
I would say I want beast mode to teach my kid football, not manners.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, that's cool.
But that's and that's why he wanted to talk to a man. Now, and no disrespect to the moms.
Ma'am, are you familiar with my touchdown celebration where I
grabbed myself?
I leapt into the end zone grabbing myself.
Right. But and here's the other thing. Everybody's not built for football. Parents, if your kid don't want to play football, don't put him in it.
Yeah, it's not okay. For everyone.
It's not for everybody. There's it's different than basketball and baseball, right? Because you got to have 11 kids doing the same thing at the same time, and you don't have a lot of time to teach it, right? So you're going to have some type of instruction sometimes that's a little forceful because it needs to get done. But again, I would go back to if I told Fonz when he was younger, we're going to go to this camp. You know, we're going to go to this football camp. I'm going to tell you this football camp. What's the name of the camp? Beast Mode. Like, right? Right. Like, so, see, here's the thing about the way he was explaining it, he doesn't know any better. That's the only way he knows how to do things.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So you're asking him, he thinks what he's doing and explaining is normal in that sport.
Kind of is, I feel.
It is. But I don't know how do you tell kids, right? And keep in mind, Beast Mode Camp would be a little bit different than Tua Camp. Right? Because Tua's looking at football from a different angle.
I don't know. I've heard Tua's dad's a little bit of a nutcase.
Yeah, but Tua's not.
Yeah.
Probably exhausted. He goes, Dad, I'm right-handed. He goes, not anymore, you're not.
Right.
Oh, man, that's rough. You guys got time for one more?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. New fear unlocked, gentlemen. This is a fear actually my fiance has, which is goes through the list of many irrational fears she has. But after seeing this video, I may have to take a little bit of that into account. I'm going to show you surveillance right now of a moment in which a massive sinkhole gobbled up part of an Illinois park that has been caught on surveillance camera. The hole, what? It's about 100 feet wide. I'm going to show you this video right now. This was on the Today Show earlier. They reported it. Look at that bad
Whoa.
Boy. Look at that bad
Can
boy.
Can I tell you something, dude? I am terrified of sinkholes.
Sinkholes?
I'm terrified of them. Look I'm like always that, just thinking
Whoa,
about
Whoa, look how deep it is!
That's crazy.
Bro, the pole.
But they do no dirt filler or nothing?
Whoa.
The pole.
That's not even a grass field.
Look at the pole just disappear. This is a normal standard light pole, and the way it just kind of just drops into eternity there.
Look at that. I don't like that. Yeah. I'm not a fan of sinkholes.
Problem is, Jesus. In Florida, we're definitely susceptible to them as well. But
really?
Yeah, something about limestone.
Yeah, we're built
out
on
east,
a,
right?
Built
not,
on a swamp.
Not by us. Out east, right?
And I love that. I just got to go to Al Roker.
Yeah, yep.
So out to the weather.
Hey, look. Oh, my goodness.
That is a crazy size hole that. Right there. That is, I mean.
Thank God nobody was playing soccer.
Yeah, Oof. Absolutely. That definitely reminds me of like that Dark Knight thing when they sunk the whole field or something like that. Imagine in the middle of a game, you're taking out a couple players with that. That's rough, dude.
Oh, I got him so good he didn't show up. Oh, there he is.
Had to let Sonny Bunny in.
That was some of my best work right there.
I didn't see it coming. Hey, sometimes the one you don't see coming, dude, that hurts the most is like Floyd Mayweather, Ricky Hatton. Boom, right into the ring post.
That was good. Hey, this guy's good.
As many times as you got me, feels good to be on the other side.
Let's get to some mixed bag here. What do we got, Marcos? The mixed bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future, Frog Boy.
All righty then. We have been very, very busy with a lot of celebration since winning the Stanley Cup on Monday. I've seen the cup on the beach. I've seen the cup getting pasta eaten out of it. I've seen the cup at Paul Castronovo's house at 4:30 in the morning. It's definitely made its round. Strange, right? But yesterday, a celebration, of course, Miami style, went down at 11. For those of you who don't know, that is a 24-hour strip club located in downtown Miami.
It's a strip club? It's not just a club?
I think it's a mixture of both. I think it's one of those...
Astron is shaking. It's like Planet Hollywood, Leroy.
Yes. It gives you the Vegas vibes of those big, crazy clubs, but it also may have a little bit of nudity if you're looking for that as well. Speaking of nudity, someone who was quick to take their shirt off as soon as the Panthers won, Ryan Lomberg.
I was going to say, Leroy, you guessed. The shirt's off. Yeah. I think it was.
Ryan Lomberg.
By the way, ripped. Pretty.
Because he weighs 175 pounds.
Hey, you know what, though? Still, so does a lot of.
Yeah.
But,
valid point.
Nonetheless, Ryan Lomberg yesterday decided the best way to celebrate, to climb a pole, baby. This is him yesterday celebrating his Stanley Cup victory.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Shirt off. And, yep, you are correct. He is indeed on a pole.
Oh, my.
Looks
like he fell down the pole pretty drunk.
Yeah, I give him credit for even being able to hold on.
Wow.
Look at that. That's how you party, dude.
I think that's Ekblad now.
Why do they keep going up the pole, though?
Sure. I mean, why not?
Yeah, I guess why not? You know, you've had a couple, I'd say more than a couple drinks over the past 72 hours. Sometimes you climb things. Wow, good form.
Is he doing a split?
Wow, good form there.
Is he doing a split?
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
He did a split. Look at his leg.
Whoa! That's flexibility.
I just gotta ask, where the hell, I mean, I know Sergei Bobrovsky's in Las Vegas. Like, do you think he's missing? Do you think he misses all these celebrations that he's not part of the shenanigans? Or you think he's just like, I just need to rest?
I'm like,
look at this. Is he wearing a jersey?
He's probably thinking, I wish I had that energy in front of me on that 8-1 loss.
Now, wow.
That looks like
a lot. I gotta tell you, all that celebrating around the. Is that other hockey players? Because it looks like a sausage fest in there.
Yeah, I think.
Well, yeah, a bunch of the team went. Kachuk, gotta tell you, I saw a video during the break of this Kachuk at this Raising Cane's. Hung.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yes.
He's like, I just want you guys to know.
That's great.
South Florida is the greatest place to watch him play hockey.
Yes.
All right.
Really added a twist to it if he was chewing his mouthpiece.
like chicken flavored mouthpiece? That'd be pretty good.
Mm. Wow.
Cats on poles. I'll allow it.
That's crazy. What else we got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Now, again, like I mentioned, we have been pretty busy with celebration and following the Cats' journey to the Cup. So this was maybe about 2 weeks ago. And Leroy, I specifically want your opinion on this, being that you've been on multiple sides of this situation. This involves future Hall of Fame running back Marshawn Lynch, hopefully. If not, He wins the Hall of Fame of cool players.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch doing a little bit of coaching, doing what he can to give back to the community, which he does. You've seen this multiple times. And Tobin, I think you've dealt with this as well. This is him coaching some students, or some kids, I should say, and maybe a little bit of profanity came out of his mouth. And the parents of said individuals were not having it. I want you to see more or less how they express themselves, how he expressed themselves, and then get your overall opinion on whether or not you think he crossed the line.
Every one of them's lying.
All right, that's okay.
No, my son's in here. It's not okay. I didn't say that. Maybe you should just let him know. They're all in tears.
Is there a man here with you? I do. I cuss a lot. I cuss in front of them.
I actually do.
So look,
every one of them's
lying. All right, that's okay.
No, my son's in here.
Is there a man here with you?
Not.
Is not a man here with you?
But I'm here.
What
does that matter?
Because
my son is leaving. I don't care. It's my son.
So tell them. I'll tell them that if they're not doing what they need to do, then yes, there's consequences to that.
Yeah.
If it takes that amount of time for when I tell a kid to do something and they're not doing what they're supposed to do, then there is consequences, like push-ups, like running laps.
Like telling them to get away from your drill.
Like telling them to get out of my drill if they're not participating. Get the out of my drill. Get the out of my drill or whatever it takes to get my drill.
All right. That's not new, though, right?
Here's the deal. Football, and anybody involved in football, is the only 100% sport, right? It's not 40% if you Hall of Famer if you're shooting 40% from three. It's not 30% if you're hitting 300, you're going to Hall of Fame. Football is a 100% sport. It also requires more people to be on the same page than any other sport. You got to have 11 guys doing the right thing at the right time. There's a lot of different ways to do that. But here's what I would say to the parents. What did you think you were getting into when you sent your kid to a Marshawn Lynch camp?
Are you guys familiar with his nickname?
Right.
Oh, beast mode. Seems like a nice guy.
Right, but that's my point. Think of the mentality in which he got things done. Now, I was always taught this. You have to learn how to take direction from other people other than your parents. Right? You do.
100%.
Otherwise, you're going to live at home for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Right? And sometimes you may get your feelings hurt in football. Look around the league. Look at the comments when people get their feelings hurt on Twitter, right? But at the end of the day, if you're better and if you learn something, that's what you're there for. But for these parents to think that Marshawn Lynch is going to be patting the kid on the butt and saying, better luck next time, little Tommy, right? And one of the reasons why he asked he speak to a man is because he could just say that. Like what I could say, if I'm a coach, if I'm Tommy's coach, what I could say to you is going to be different than what I could say to D.
Yeah, I know.
She has a different, and so they don't understand that. They just see their little kid crying because, you know, and he tried to do it in a Marshawn Lynch way. Listen, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, there's consequences, right? Which is what we all learn as kids.
He Colt says, "Why you got to put Tobin's son in this?" My son's fine. He already.
No. But I just used that because
my son already chewed out an official in flag football for a bogus pass, for a bogus illegal formation call.
Oh, God.
But I'm just saying,
he was totally right.
Now, and here's the deal. Everybody has a different way of doing things, right? And we see it in NFL coaching. Mike McDaniel does it differently than Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Right? But if I bring somebody to beast mode camp, how do you think that instruction is going to be? Like, you got to be, you know what I mean?
I would say I want beast mode to teach my kid football, not manners.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, that's cool.
But that's why he wanted to talk to a man. Now, and no disrespect to the moms.
Ma'am, are you familiar with my touchdown celebration where I
grab myself,
leapt into the end zone, grabbing myself?
Right. But and here's the other thing. Everybody's not built for football. Parents. If your kid don't want to play football, don't put him in it.
Yeah, it's not okay. For
it's not for everybody. There's it's different than basketball and baseball, right? Because you got to have 11 kids doing the same thing at the same time, and you don't have a lot of time to teach it, right? So you're going to have some type of instruction sometimes that's a little forceful because it needs to get done. But again, I would go back to if I told Fonz when he was younger, we're going to go to this camp. You know, we're going to go to this football camp. I'm going to tell you this football camp. What's the name of the camp? Beast Mode. Like, right? Right. Like, and see, here's the thing about the way he was explaining it, he doesn't know any better. That's the only way he knows how to do things.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So you're asking him, he thinks what he's doing and explaining is normal in that sport.
Kind of is, I feel.
It is. But I don't know how do you tell kids, right? And keep in mind, Beast Mode Camp would be a little bit different than Tua Camp. Right? Because Tua's looking at football from a different angle.
I don't know. I've heard Tua's dad's a little bit of a nutcase.
Yeah, but Tua's not.
Yeah.
Probably exhausted. He goes, Dad, I'm right-handed. He goes, not anymore, you're not.
Right. Oh, man, that's rough. You guys got time for one more?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. New fear unlocked, gentlemen. This is a fear actually my fiance has, which is goes through the list of many irrational fears she has. But after seeing this video, I may have to take a little bit of that into account. I'm going to show you surveillance right now of a moment in which a massive sinkhole gobbled up part of an Illinois park that has been caught on surveillance camera. The hole, what? It's about 100 feet wide. I'm going to show you this video.
Oh my goodness.
Right now. This was on the Today Show earlier. They reported it. Look at that bad.
Whoa.
Look at that bad
Can
boy.
Can I tell you something, dude? I am terrified of sinkholes.
Sinkholes?
I'm terrified of them. Look, I'm like always just thinking
whoa,
about
look how deep it is!
That's crazy.
Bro, the pole.
But they do no dirt filler or nothing?
Whoa.
The pole.
That's not even a grass field.
Look at the pole just disappear. This is a normal standard light pole, and the way it just kind of just drops into eternity there.
Look at that. I don't like that. Yeah. I'm not a fan of sinkholes.
Dude.
Problem is, Jesus. In Florida, we're definitely susceptible to them as well. But
really?
Yeah, something about limestone.
You know, we're built
out
on
east,
a,
right?
Built
not,
on a swamp.
Not by us. Out east, right?
And I love that. I just got to go to Al Roker.
Yeah,
so out to the weather.
Hey, look. Oh, my goodness.
That is a crazy size hole right there. That is, I mean.
Thank God nobody was playing soccer.
Yeah, absolutely. That definitely reminds me of like that Dark Knight thing when they sunk the whole field or something like that. Imagine in the middle of a game, you're taking out a couple players with that. That's rough, dude.
That's crazy. I'm out on any, like, everybody, like, all of my friends that live out west, they go, how can you deal with those hurricanes? I'm saying, we get a warning.
Two-a-days.
You don't get a warning with earthquake.
Two-a-days says that sinkhole was created by the partying Panthers. He's right.
He's right.
I love it. Was that water that splashed up?
No, that was dirt.
That was dirt.
Oh, okay. I was getting ready to say, wow.
Yeah. Luckily, by the way, like I said, this was in Illinois. So,
Illinois?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very strange.
Did you pronounce the S on Illinois?
I guess I did just now. You know what? And I'm not going to stop. I'm doubling down. Illinois.
Really?
You Illinois me.
Salomon.
That was terrible.
Yes! It's minus one for you on the way out, bucko.
Minus one.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.